Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. We'll get started with the podcast this week, Mayor, and I kind of wanted to talk about economic development, and I know that's something that you made a focus in your campaign of things you wanted to move forward with, and not getting into the director and things like that, but I think just to start with, kind of from a thousand foot up view, kind of looking at things so far, are you pleased with the progress you're making at this point?
Yeah, I think so. We've talked a lot about the Economic Development Commission, and you know, I plan on Monday night to basically unveil the names. When you look at the ordinance that was already in place, there's a lot of positions that have already been included as a part of that, and then trying to fill some of the at-large members. So I think that's going to be a big step, because again, I campaigned on, we need community involvement and community input when it comes to decisions around economic development. So I think we're going to have a great commission. Kind of shifting a little bit, I've seen what I've been able to gather since I've been there is, with the push on the comprehensive plan, that the Economic Development Committee is really a good place to start with that, and because again, the things, when you think of economic development, you think about housing and jobs and tourism, all of those, workforce development, things like that. Well, this committee is going to be made up of people that represent each of those. So, really, the comprehensive plan is really going to become part of the Economic Development Committee. And then, that's going to be, kind of their homework, so to speak.
So talking about that, and that's always kind of the side of economic development that doesn't get discussed. There's a lot of layers to it. It's just not bringing jobs into town. One of the things to start with is you have to have the infrastructure in place. Absolutely. To bring those businesses in. Obviously, the water treatment plant is going to help with that a little bit. So I think you feel like you're on the right track there, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's, again, economic development sometimes gets reduced to, we got to go out and land that factory. And we've talked about this in the past. That's not the reality anymore. You're throwing out the number, 80 to 85% of your job creation in a community comes from within. So we have to look at maintaining and retaining what we currently have and then try to grow off of that. But so, again, going out and trying to land the whale or hit the grand slam, that isn't our focus. And it's not going to be our focus moving forward. Again, it's working with what we've got to see if we can expand and grow off of that. And to your point, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. So when you to do that, do you have the infrastructure in place? Do you have, the housing? Do you have the workforce development? On the infrastructure side, we got the water treatment plant. We had the pre-construction meeting last week. We'll be having a groundbreaking most likely in the next 2 weeks, sometime before the end of August is what the plan is. And, we'll let the public know, and everybody's welcome to come out and see that. So, so that's one big component of infrastructure that we're working on. Roads, sidewalks, all of those things, those are all directly related to economic development as well. And I think we are in a very good spot in getting better with the projects that are currently underway and the projects that are currently being planned.
Now, I know you're not a realtor, but you do have an idea on housing and things. How is our housing market? Do we have the availability if, say, we did land somebody?
Well, I mean, again, that's a good question, right? So that's, I think the availability of places to rent, you hear a lot of people commenting, we can't find, there's just really nothing available to rent. On the homeownership side, again, Tyler Schmidt, for example, is going to be on the economic, he does his own kind of like podcast or thing on Facebook, kind of giving you updates on what's going on in the housing market. So, I mean, I think there are supply of homes, but, then there's other factors that we can't control. Interest rates tend to be higher now than they have been for a long time. We're hopeful interest rates will be coming off sometime. The Fed's now saying maybe 3 cuts between now and the end of the year, which will help. But you have a lot of people who are in their existing homes that are in that 2.5% interest, that they got back in 2000 and 2021, or 2020, I'm sorry, in 2021. You're not going to be able to move. Prices are still high. Quality, affordable housing is a big component of that. And Again, it ties directly into economic development. So I think, to take that even a step further. So when you think of economic development, it's almost more community development as a component of economic development, because again, we're not going, after those large manufacturers. We've said this before. If a company came in today and said, we want to bring another 100-150 jobs, we may struggle to get those positions filled, right? So, but what can make your community attractive is those things we've talked about: infrastructure, housing, education, access to medical services, just a community that has an overall great appeal. And I think Vandalia checks all those boxes, and we're getting even better.
I've always understood that we have a strong workforce here, but it also depends on what's coming in too. If your workforce matches up with what might be looking at the market too.
Sure. No, absolutely. And I think part of economic development is having these conversations with the employers. What skill set are you looking for? And, you and I have talked a lot about OCAL in the past and what a great resource we have here in our community. Four-year colleges aren't the destination for a lot of kids anymore. I mean, it's just, you can come out of high school or you can come out of a trade school with a skill set that makes you in demand in the market, and you can really make a nice living wage to support your family. So nothing against four-year colleges, but in some of these, you see some of the cost of these, you're talking over $100,000 in some cases to send your kid away for 4 years to school. Well, I mean, and then you got to be thinking about, well, what degree am I going after? Is it, again, the question is, am I spending $100,000 to be able to make what, right?
Right.
So here locally, we've got the workforce development with OCAL. And then again, Kaskaskia College, our community college partners as well. So again, it's just, I think really for us is identifying those needs of the employers we have moving forward.
It's one of those things too, and you have the flexibility with this. I know, KC with the nursing program, there's opportunities to go straight into the workforce. And if you had somebody locate here, you might be able to work with OCAL to do something like that too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we could, and there's even been that offer of finding a partner that has specific needs and tailoring a program to cater to them. And yeah, to be able to offer that, hey, we've got a dedicated, set of people who are looking for employment. You need this skill set. Let us tailor the program around that. And kind of fit your needs as well. I mean, that's a win for everybody.
So kind of shifting gears a little bit, talk a little tourism. Car show coming this weekend. It was here last year. Very successful. It's been made into a two-day event now. A lot of activities going on this weekend. Hey, that's a win for the community.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's going to highlight, again, our downtown. We've got a beautiful downtown. And, kudos to John Wilms, Steve Barker, Pat Click. And again, I'm going to leave some people out, but everybody who's worked on putting this car show together last year was, I think they were pleasantly surprised when, they put it together. You have dreams of getting so many cars. I think they had about 100 cars last year. They're hopeful for 150 this year. So yeah, Gallatin Street is going to be shut down. It is a two-day event, which allows us to use tourism money to help promote it. So we're going to have a nice stage downtown. There's musical acts both Friday and Saturday. I think culminating with the Bob Seger Tribute Band is the last act. And there's another band called the Tribute Band that's in front of right them. Before. So a little bit confusing. I think Katie Hatch, Molly Seaton. I'm going to forget some, and I don't want to, but so some really, again, we've talked about this as well too. I mean, we have a beautiful downtown, and it's nice to see, projects like this or events like this. They're just going to help showcase that and promote it.
And just any weekend, and we, I know we've talked about this before with Charter's Patio having events and the food trucks in town and the folks come in. Any weekend during the spring, summer months, it's pretty neat to be able to see how many people come downtown.
No, yeah, actually, my wife and I came down with some friends of ours Saturday night to have dinner at Blind Society, and they had a band there. And it's just a Saturday night to see cars in your downtown. It's really rewarding. And again, I'm just appreciative to everybody who's made that happen. Again, we talked about John and Charter's Patio, but, just all the other business owners who have taken a lot of time and effort and capital investment to make their properties look good. Getting back to the aesthetics of a community. I mean, I would put our downtown up against any in this area as far as quality. And, you know, there's even more things to come. You know, we still have some areas we need to address, and we're in the process of doing that. But, you know, again, I mean, I think if you take our downtown to where it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I don't think anybody could argue that we're in a very good spot.
Well, and there's no doubt, kind of tying back to economic development, things to do in a community is going to be something, your schools, your hospital, all those things factor in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I had the honor or pleasure of sitting in yesterday at the hospital. You know, it's a critical access hospital. So they are required to do kind of critical need assessments of the community. There was two sessions at the hospital yesterday I sat in on with some other people in the community to kind of give your feedback and your input. And, you know, Karen and I will probably be able to speak more to this, but, you know, there is going to be in the next week or two, kind of a questionnaire to go out to the community, because they need the input from the community. What do we need? Not necessarily just from a hospital standpoint, but just from an area standpoint for overall healthcare. Again, when you go back to economic development, jobs, parks, infrastructure, medical. I mean, those are the things that employers are looking, you know, to check the boxes when they're looking at locations to select to move to or expand to.
So I know one thing we've talked about and kind of talking about cleaning up, a couple of demolitions were approved at City Council last week. I know Zach Kopp's working through a list on that to get that taken care of. So in the process.
Yeah, I know we accepted bids to take down a couple of houses at the last meeting. Again, what people need to understand that this it's a legal process, right? So, you know, but Zach he's got his list. We have regular conversations about, you know, certain properties. We're limited as to what we can do, but I think Zach does a nice job, trying to get people to clean up their properties. You highlight things, and I'm going to talk about it. So the old Bunyard Cafe, as an example, yes. That's been the topic of conversation for years. Well, drive out there; it's coming down. You know, so that was a building that was getting a lot of attention. That, you know, Tristan Horst owns it and is in process of taking it down. Which I don't know what his plans are, but I will tell you, once it's down, that's a very marketable commercial space that if he ever wants to do something with, that's going to be a lot more appealing, you know? And we've talked, you know, about, you know, when you get off the interstate and you come into the community, it's like, what's that first impression? I can assure you that's part of the conversations that are ongoing, and we're going to make improvements there. It's going to take a little bit of money, and people are going to have to understand that, but, you know, we have to make our community more appealing and more attractive. And it starts with when you first pull into town, but also it also includes, you know, some of the buildings and the homes we have in the community, and Zach and you know, is actively working on those.
Very good. Anything you see that it's like, hey, we still need to get a handle on that? Any, you know, is there anything on your mind like that? Like, hey, I still got to make that next step on this.
No. I think, there's always things, right?
Right.
But again, there's in this first 90 to what 100 days we're in, a lot for me has just been getting the feel of the land, lay of the land. Again, I keep saying we have great people in place. It's now understanding the finances, understanding what we can do, understanding what the rules are, how we can allocate resources. But the biggest part of it is, again, going back to that comprehensive plan, you know, start to implement it. You know, that a lot of time and effort was spent on that. It's a great guide for moving the city forward and making sure that we are competitive with our neighbors. And so I think you're going to see a real focus on that in the next, you know, call it the next 90 days. If, you know, go the first 90 days, the next 90 days, you know, real specific discussions about kind of long-term planning and, you know, what we're going to do moving forward.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at vandaliaradio.com.